passion is in all things. I want to be passionate about spending time with my children. I want to be passionate about my love for you. I want to be passionate about the content that we bring those that are walking the path with us. I want to be passionate about the investments.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey, 18 Summers Tribe. Jim and Jamie back with another episode. Good to be back. We've had a lot moving in our life, and we're actually just about to commit to more episodes for lots of good reasons. But one of the reasons is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to share a really powerful exercise that we had heard about and we kind of fine-tuned for ourselves. And it helped simplify and make some paths straight for us. It's a simple three-question process that we went through. You haven't said anything yet, so I want to make sure people know you're here. You want to say hi?
That's just how you roll.
I think there's some episodes you talk for the first few minutes and I'm quiet, but I guess I just hit the ground running. So you're excited to talk about these three questions?
Yeah, absolutely. My voice is a little wonky.
Yes, Jamie's been a little under the weather, but we've waited to record this because we wanted to make sure she could talk. We've been wanting to do it for the last week or so.
Yeah. And really, this episode is born, and this exercise was born out of the fact of we have had a really crazy, probably 6 months, but especially 3 to 4 months. And full would be a good word because it's not good or bad. You know, there's some good, there's some bad, but it's full. And you and I were finding ourselves in a place of needing to
get clear
and think, okay, so where are we running so fast towards, and what are we running towards, and why are we running? And I know that you and I are so much on the same page. We have the same core values and spend so much time together and work and play, but we were finding ourselves in situations that were not intentional. So we would arrive somewhere and be like, gosh, is this where I was really wanting to be? I'm not sure. And what seeds did I plant months and weeks and years ago that brought me to this location? And so you and I called a collective timeout and took like a 40 hours away to whiteboard and to talk and mastermind, because we are most definitely each other's greatest mastermind partners. And so I think that it's important for everyone to know that, you know, when things get full, it's just so, we talk a lot about intentionality and in parenting and in relationships and, you know, not so much New Year's resolutions, but just setting that intentionality and calling it whenever you feel like the train's running off the tracks, or maybe you're just building the tracks as the train goes along. And instead we need to lay some stuff out.
Yeah. And even ahead just of time. Feeling unclear.
Right.
And I think you laid important groundwork you laid there. We went away. So we went away for almost 2 days away from the family. Yes, we're busy with business and extra kids.
We were like 5 minutes down the road, but yeah, we were reachable.
A nice resort hotel that we like, and we just wanted to whiteboard and get clear. So we went in with three questions that we wanted to ponder on and answer for direction, for simplifying,
for two for us to get on the same page. Because
which is key, because once you and I fall offline, everything else follows, and that's not good for anyone. So we went
falling offline doesn't mean like
not fighting,
not being in the same direction.
Unclear. And like, also,
is that what we're doing?
The old saying, which you've heard me say, I forget where I got it from, straightening deck chairs on the Titanic. Would that really make sense to do? You know, we want to be working on things that make sense. We want to be working on things that we actually really want. And that ties into the first question. So let me give you the premise. The three questions are, what do you desire? What has worked? What has not worked? Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds really oversimplified, but I'm telling you, the power that comes out of this exercise is huge. You know, what do you desire? There's a really good YouTube video by Alan Watts. If you guys have never seen it, you can look it up. It's probably like 5 to 7 minutes long, but, you know, talking about what do you really desire in life? And it talks about, you know, how parents push their kids into following their footsteps of doing something they don't really want to do, because the parents ended up doing that and it becomes all wretch and no vomit. And you're just going, that was the saying by Alan Watts. You know, it's a powerful saying where it's just a repeat.
I get it. I've just never just heard like that before. Yeah,
that was his, not mine. So that's one of the main questions that we asked is, you know, what do you desire? And then we figured out, well, what has worked and what has not worked. So we'll just go through it. Of the list we came out, we had a whole whiteboard.
Love whiteboards. Yeah. We have whiteboards everywhere.
Super old school with that. You know, I understand all this Slack and all these new technologies, but a good whiteboard.
What is Slack?
I'm not going to explain it right now.
That's I don't think you know. That's why I'm asking.
I know exactly what Slack is. You know, you use it for big projects. Everyone goes into it and it ties in their notes and everything. I've been on Slack.
You've been a Slacker before, too.
I've been a Slacker many a times. On Slack, I've been a Slacker, too. But so whiteboarding for us works. So let me just tell you, so to get an idea, because people say, well, what did you get clear on? What do you really desire? And again, that Alan Watts thing is huge for asking that question. A big desire was to have connection in our life. Connection with each other, ourselves, with our family, with our friends, with our health, with our faith. Just to feel connected and to wake up excited for each day. Now that sounds simple, but that starts to make you think, what am I really doing and does it fit in? And so we desire to wake up feeling excited for each day.
Now, and for me, I added to that because I think that was yours as we went back and forth, but knowing what to expect. I think it's hard for me to wake up in the morning excited unless I know what to expect. I'm all for surprises and adventure. Like I'm the queen of both, but to wake up and be like, okay, so today I'm excited because X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean? Like knowing exactly what to expect. Because when I don't know what's happening, I can't let the children know what's happening. I can't let my spouse, I can't let my supporters know what's happening. And then again, we run into this like life happens versus, you know, the intentionality.
Yes. Well, and right next to it, you have rhythms. So knowing what to expect is, you know, having some good rhythms in our life, you know, not being just fly by the seat of the pants all over the place. That's really exhausting.
Well, and rhythms ground you when you are flying by the seat of your pants. Yes. So like, life's been insane lately, but last night we had dinner. I cooked dinner, no matter how simple, and there was all seven of us at the table and we had been in 100 different directions. So it was like, oh, wow, feels so good.
That's a good example of a rhythm. So waking up excited for each day, and the way that we've learned that is we have rhythms in our life and we have some knowing of what to expect. Not that everything's scripted, but we have some real grounding rhythms and habits that we're sticking to and we feel good. One of those is nature and outdoors. We want to have time with nature and outdoors. We want to have freedom of many things. Freedom of time with ourselves, with family, with friends, with our hobbies, with causes we care about. And not only that, freedom of time, but freedom of choice.
Choose what we want to do within that time. So do I want to read a book? Do I want to surf? Do I want to hang out with the kids? Do I want to binge watch something? You know, like, but being intentional.
Do I want to work on this work project?
Yeah, exactly.
And with that comes financial abundance. You know, we want financial abundance. I did not grow up with money. Jamie did not either. The old saying, I've been happy and poor and happy and rich, and I like the second better. And financial abundance is important to us, you know, and because it helps with all those things we just named, with hobbies and causes we care about and family and friends and health optimization, you know, that's really important to us. So, you know, through our real estate, through our intellectual property and 18 summers and business ownership, that's financial abundance. And that's what we want to spend it in. And spending time in Costa Rica has been a big part of our life. You know, this is where we got married. Something's always called us there. We determined, you know, what do we desire? We want to be spending part of our year with our family in Costa Rica, between there and Florida. Mm-hmm. Also
in Costa Rica is where I found Kundalini, which had a huge healing for me. And then I went on to get trained, and hopefully, you know, those skills can continue to work in my life and in the life of our family and then in others. And so it's just amazing that being able to have the intentionality and get to do some of the things that I desire isn't just good for me, but it's good for the collective.
Sure.
As well.
Yeah. And that includes surfing, yoga, adventure, and right below Costa Rica time, we had fitness. And fitness is not only physical, but mental, spiritual, relational, and financial. Mm-hmm. You know, we want fitness in all those areas because life seems to be a lot happier and optimal and enjoyable when they are. We want positive collaborations. So whoever we're working with in our personal life and our professional life, we want to have positive collaborations. We desire those. We enjoy those. We do well in those. We want to work within our family education mission. You know, we've really enjoyed our retreats. We've enjoyed times with the podcast like we're doing with you now, and the book success we've had. And we're actually made us decide to relaunch our famous family board meeting book. You know, that book has sold tens of thousands of copies, and the grassroots of that, and you guys have to understand, we spent like $800 and Jamie was breastfeeding Maggie when we first released it. So we've never actually
done it. No, I was literally nursing her when I hit publish.
Publish, yeah. So,
and that's so funny.
And then we just got picked up by people like you, which we're extremely grateful for. Now we've decided, you know what, this summer we're actually going to give a full release to this book. We have a book company supporting us on that. Again, this is something that we really desired. So that's something that's important to us. Not only that, but active service and contribution. You know, we've enjoyed our time in Costa Rica doing service work in our own community down in Guatemala. We desire that. We want to keep doing that. Do you want to read some of these?
Well, so many important things come out of service and contribution. I mean, we've made incredible friendships, lifelong relationships through service and contribution. It's also, you know, truly how Gloria's here, her daughter.
True.
And so it's just really amazing, you know, the humility and the perspective that you gain from service and contribution. Definitely want to be within that more. And we also have, you know, adventure. Our service and contribution trips are most definitely an adventure. They are part of the adventure, but also we want to adventure. You know, you went back to your family roots in Ireland this year, and being in Costa Rica.
We want to do that again.
And being able to do these things without issue, without worrying about, you know, without knowing that we can work from anywhere and knowing that we can school from anywhere, and because you have without issue here. So,
oh yeah, as often as desired and without issue. So yeah, that's how we want to take our adventures. You know, if it's like, oh my gosh, we're going to take this adventure, but I'm worried about work the whole time, or it's going to break the bank if we do this, I don't think that's as enjoyable. We want adventure that's whenever we want it, as much as desired, and it doesn't cause issue with our personal life.
Being good stewards with with our workload and our financials and all of those things, that good balance helps us do that without issue. Yeah. So desiring that, you know, balance and good stewardship as well. Podcast and book success. You know, we do our podcast and write our books and our other writings to impact, you know, and so what we consider success for these modalities is impact, helping others, listening, gaining insights, or living their best life with their family because we're here walking alongside of them. Incredible marriage and family life, which is funny that it was like lower on the list because it really is our first thing. All of this leads
well,
to that.
It's our very like first the, thing was connection.
Elephant in the room, right?
Yeah.
Downtime without issue or concern. Deep friendships, you know, those relationships matter to us, whether it's deep family time, focused family time, deep friendships.
Yeah, like this morning we met with old friends for coffee with all their daughters, friends with ours, and it felt really good. Joking conversation, talking about family adventures, you know, below the surface, not how's the weather, and nothing against it, but I've never had the desire to be a socialite. I don't care if I'm seen at a certain party or that stuff is so trivial for me and actually dulling. I'd rather have old jokes with old friends and deeper conversations, and I don't care if anyone sees me or takes a picture of me while I'm doing it. If we're just, I think that's what? An evolvement of age.
You might take a picture of yourself while doing it, making a stupid face.
Well, that I would do, but no one's going to think like I'm cool after doing that. So it's, again,
no,
nothing wrong with people who really like that big social light environment. It's just not really for us. And we just got clear. That's not what we desire.
Yeah. So deep friendships. Okay. So then, you know, I finished off the list because I think there's probably a little bit of space at the bottom, and I got into like that, you know, like feeling body. Cause I know so often when you desire something, to think about how that feels. You know, sometimes people say, oh, dress for the part you want, you know, dress for the job you want, or visualize you doing the thing. Well, I know one thing in my life that's always worked is when I think about the feelings. What does it feel like? What feelings do I desire? So for example, before you were here, I could feel you around me. I could feel what that would be like for us to be close, for us to be in love, for us to be held by one another in the same very similar depth and vibe when we were envisioning Gloria. You know, like I wasn't carrying her physically, but I evening times when everyone was in bed, I could picture what would she feel like as I hold her. What does that feel like? And so on this what do you desire list, I have those feelings. I want to feel peace and serenity. I desire positive anticipation. So not being nervous for what's to come, but feeling excited, a positive anticipation, knowing what's coming. And then passion, and passion is in all things. I want to be passionate about spending time with my children. I want to be passionate about my love for you. I want to be passionate about the content that we bring those that are walking the path with us. I want to be passionate about the investments and the growth the that business, we can help people financially gain. I want to be, you know what I mean? I want to be passionate when I see my girlfriends, and I want to be, I just want that level of passion. So then our next question was,
so that again, first thing we did was get clear on what do we really desire. And by getting clear of what we desire, it gets clear on what we don't desire. And although our list might not be for everyone, it's for us. And that's super important, where you don't want to be trying to please a friend, a neighbor, a relative. You have to be true to yourself on this. For other people, our list might be hell on earth. For us, this is where we want to be. And that's such a guiding light, a North Star. So that was important to get clear on. We said, okay, well, when things have gone right, you know, what's the next question, hon?
What has worked?
What has worked? So it's a pretty simple question, but when you start to look back on your business career, your top physical condition periods, your happiest relationship periods, what had worked? What has worked? Mm-hmm. And so we got pretty clear on things. What have worked in our life that have brought us success, meaning positive anticipation, passion, like you said.
Impact, yeah. Impact. So, you know, so, keeping our passions and our hobbies, super important, you know, honoring ourselves. Our book and our podcast has definitely worked. Again, total grassroots.
Thank you to you guys all listening.
Low budget, but making a difference using being heart-led in those things.
Our build-to-rent company. So as you guys know about our real estate business, I've been in real estate 24 years. And our build-to-rent that we're a partner in that company has done incredible things for not only our passive income and wealth, but scores of other investors. So that's been really good for us, along with that includes our own rentals and some of our short-term rentals. That's real estate investments have done very well for us, and they work. What else has worked for us? Consistency, staying consistent in whatever we're doing. That's a huge thing, a value that has worked well for us, a principle.
Our alternative education, you and I both continuing our education forever, but not in PhDs, but in, you know, masterminds and self-learning and experiences and doing the same.
And our children.
Well, yeah. That's...
So a lot of you know that, you know, when I wrote that post years ago that my 11-year-old son is leaving school, who's now 19, some people thought I was a terrorist of what I was saying. I was just trying to be an anarchist. And
I mean, you're a lot of things.
I'm a lot of things, but
a terrorist.
But you know, for all said and done, we are far from perfect, but they've done really well.
Yeah,
and we think that works. Right. So,
and what goes along with that is our retreats, our in-person experiences with families have been amazing. And it's all utilizing that alternative education, which side note, coming 2023 November, I think we're going to do our next retreat in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, what's up?
Hit us up.
Familia. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys about that. But that's been requested for a few years now. It's time to bring it back.
So, and along those same lines, Costa Rica has worked. Beautiful life there. It seems to mesh really well with our family. There's also great, great workspace there for us, as well as education for the children, and just an incredible community. Miracle Morning works for us. Jim's way better about this than I am.
Starting honestly, that day with those intentions, and that is, you know, Hal did a great job. Hal wrote forward to our book. And so that simple, start the day right with some really clear exercises and rhythms, and doing that, my day goes better, my week goes better, my month goes better. So we say, start the day right with that intentional miracle morning.
Mm-hmm. Mentor, mentee, you know, seeking people that know more than us and people that can learn from us. So we learned this, we naturally did it in life, but we learned it in Miss Nancy's first through third grade class, mentor and protege.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So in the Montessori class, where the younger ones have an older one to look up to, and then the middle ones have an even older one to look up to. And so it's just a really cool opportunity to find, I've told the boys before, every day, find someone to teach and someone to learn from. Yeah. You know, it's just a great way to operate life.
If I didn't have a mentor during the 2008 real estate meltdown, I would have gone bankrupt. it was having a good mentor that brought me through that.
Yes. And if I didn't tell you what to do every day, you would have no idea. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's not really a mentor. No, that's an authoritarian. That's a whole other subject.
Except that's not me. At all.
I know.
Gosh. All right. Positive collaboration, which means we positively work together with each other and others to create goodness.
We've had some really good collaborations, ventures, and partners, and that works. And some people can't stand them. It works well for us.
Why would some people not stand them?
Because they'd rather just work on their own. They're more independent. Oh, I don't really want to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just what works for us.
Some people are lone rangers. Yeah. It has worked for us, I'm saying. Some people are like, oh, no, I can't stand it. I don't want to partner, or collaborate with anyone. I want to do it on my own. And that.
No, I get that. So this is just like us. This is to help jog other people's. Yeah. So stage talks work well, you know?
Yeah. Any of my talks around family and real estate in front of good audiences, they work. Now, I don't want to be a road monkey, but we know that doing some stage talks are a really good thing for our impact and our mission.
It does, our workshops and everything. I think we already said rhythm, so that just shows you how important it is. And then butcher knife. Butter knife versus butcher knife. So we have seen what works in our life is if something's not working from the beginning, it's not ever going to work. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And so the concept of butcher knifing stuff. So if something's not working, you just cut that shit off. You don't butcher knife. Yeah. So butter knife will show up in what doesn't work, but butcher knife, cut clean, cut quick, be swift, and
you're just going to keep gnawing away at it. Yeah, it's going to get infected. It's going to take forever. You're going to continue.
Yeah.
It's
also worked no or low social. Being on social media for purpose versus being on social media for consumption and gluttony. You know, social media or anything is the same as food. You can become overfull. You can become gluttonous. You can let it have too much of an impact on your life. And along with that is minding your own business. So things like if we're on social media all the time, we're minding other people's life, other people's families, other people's business instead of minding our own. And it breeds things like envy, jealousy, insecurity, frustration. For us, it does. It doesn't mean that it does for everybody else, but it might be worth looking at to see how it affects you.
And also really mind your own business. If you're an entrepreneur, focus on your own business. Don't be too focused on other people's businesses, what they're doing. Ooh, I should do that. I've really tried to mind my own business and ventures a lot more than others now. And that's been very helpful.
Yes. So also our deeper faith, you know, we feel as though
faith,
the more we work on ourselves and in our businesses and with others and in service and contribution, we just find that leaning on that deeper faith kind of sustains us in uncertain times. Alongside that is integrity, always being impeccable to our word, faithful to one another, faithful to our word and our honesty.
Health treatments, working on our health. We are very outside the box with health. You know, whether it's or the way that we exercise, the way that we eat, our vitamin regimens, doing parasite cleanses, infrared sauna, stem cells, exosomes. We are pretty deep in on health and it works. The things that we've cleared through, and we're not doctors or scientists, but the things that we've achieved personally and with our family, we will always, it's worked for us to be so proactive in our own health.
Mm-hmm. Also working within our genius. So, you know, we've said this before.
We learned this from our friends at Strategic Coach.
Yeah. So I can be a great support in real estate because I am operating procedures and systems and such. But like to sell, I don't want to sell a house, and I definitely don't want to take any calls from people that are not happy with me. I can't even reschedule my own dental appointments because that gives me anxiety. So the same way that you, if you had to day in, day out, come up with systems and procedures for running a school or even your own business systems, you'd be like, oh, just let me poke my eyeballs out. And so staying within your own genius, knowing what you're good at and delegating everything else has worked really well for us. And we're both terrible delegators, but we're getting better.
Gotten a lot better.
Delegating works when we know how to delegate. Nature and outdoors always works for us.
Spending time out.
And deep intimacy between you and I works very well when you and I are close.
When you and I are close and we're making love on our usual time and consistently, we're happier.
Yeah, for sure.
Period in the story. Mm-hmm. So that's our, those are the things that work for us. So we said, what has worked? So what we determined is, okay, what has worked? Let's look at this and let's do more of that. And the obvious would be then, okay, let's get clear on what has not worked.
Mm-hmm. No, this is the painful part. This is the part
this
that
is
like
a lot of people don't want to look at, but this is so important because it is a North Star for you. It's like, hey.
And it's a good reminder because I can be like, hey, hon, but that didn't work last time.
Yeah.
So it's we had that conversation yesterday and it's like, it sucks. Like this is the moment in which when this part of the whiteboard comes out, it's like, oh, tread lightly. We're all going to be triggered. I mean, to be very honest, like it's difficult to look at what doesn't work. It's difficult to look at things that have caused issue or heartache or financial troubles, but it's so important to get clear on it so that you don't do that shit again.
Exactly. So what has not worked? The first one we have is, which we talked about before, is the butter knife approach. If something is not right in a relationship, in a business deal, in a health protocol, whatever it is, a friendship, you're butter knifing it instead of butcher knifing it. It doesn't mean you have to be aggressive or angry, but you can
don't just like keep
sever
sawing.
Yeah, just yeah. Butter knife means you're just not like, imagine you're trying to cut your arm and you're just with a butter knife gnawing away at it. It's going to be long, lingering, painful. Right.
That friendship, so, that romantic relationship.
Butcher knife, yeah.
If you know it's not right, it's not right.
It's not. And you know, your gut is talking to you. So we don't butter knife things anymore.
Employees,
anything. Poor management. So we've had good management over our properties. We've had poor management over our properties.
Well, our properties, our home, our portfolio, our
management.
Money. Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant.
Accounting over our money, like right. Accounting and financial updates.
Yeah, we've had poor management in lots of areas.
And that is really, really bad. So we get rid of that. Another thing with going to real estate is, that's why I'm in build-to-rent now, new construction, fixer-upper rentals in bad areas lost me so much money. And I'm talking, whew, you know, at least seven figures, high seven figures. You know, it's made us more than that, but bad rentals in condition and bad areas, don't do them anymore. We just stay away. It's not for us. Not for us, not for our clients. That's all we do. And bad with that is bad partners. We've had some really good partnerships and collaborations. We've had some really terrible partnerships.
Yeah, and they were all ones that should have been butter knifed.
They should have been butcher knifed.
Oh, that's what I meant.
They were butter knifed. They should have been butcher knifed.
Should have been butcher knifed. They were totally butter knifed, and we knew from the beginning that it was a problem.
Bad partnerships, whether it's in business, marriage, friendship, whatever, it doesn't work. So what has not worked for us is bad partnerships. We're very aware we have won.
Well, and here's the part too of like relying on your partner, like your actual, so like you and I. So even if you don't see something, but I see something, I think we've grown to that place of you being like, oh, I am going to start listening to you more about these spidey senses.
Well, and we had with partners of any relation, when there's arrogance, dishonesty, and unreliability, that is really, really bad. And arrogance usually comes with self-centered. And we've all been in these relationships, whether it's with a friend or a workmate.
We want to avoid those.
So what doesn't work for us is arrogance, dishonesty, unreliability, or self-centeredness. It's just, it doesn't work. Yeah. Not for us anyway.
Moving too fast. So that means losing our rhythms, losing our islands of consistency, not maintaining our connection points, letting the train run without the track being built. The same reason how we ended up in this location, you know, creating this whiteboard is exactly the moving too fast. You don't make good decisions. You're not watching your money. You're not paying attention to your business. And so that's rough.
It's called going 85 and a 15.
Which you've definitely done before.
I've done, not proud of it. And it doesn't work very well.
And I took the course to reinstate your license.
Thank you. Hey, this is on No, she didn't. So with that said, for all our business people out there and for your own personal life, heavy overhead. Like, avoid heavy overhead.
Oh, yeah. Because even personally, it could be, even if you're not a business owner, it can be, you know, your mortgage is more than it should be, or your car is more than it should be, or
you're impressing people you don't even like, or something of such. So just avoid heavy overhead. Be willing to cut things that you don't really even care about and avoid heavy overhead. I've been very, very disciplined on this in my business, and it's definitely paid off in tenfold for the last at least 5 to 7 years. We've been really intentional on avoiding heavy overhead. Because
heavy
just not
overhead leads to low cash reserves, which
low
sucks.
Low cash reserves. I know everyone understands this. We like to have a lot of cash reserves.
Or just, yeah.
And cash reserves, that just feels a lot better. Good. So we don't work well with low cash reserves, so we avoid it. Heavy travel, which is interesting because
we like to travel.
We love adventure. But there's heavy travel, and this is usually for work.
There were times
in my career, it was more me heavy work with the business, where I, through the pandemic, had to figure out ways to do things without traveling, and that's been really good for us. Because I like to save the travel for our adventures and for really important business things, not just, oh, let me just pick up on a whim and go here. And that's how I operated for years.
It's out of rhythm,
it's distracting, it's not even that productive. Because sometimes a lot of the important work, some important work happens on the road for us entrepreneurs, and others happens just in staying grounded in our rhythms and what we're working on. So heavy work travel has not gotten us our best results, so we avoid that.
Along with, and you know, that would probably come in line with the putting work first or putting others first. Mm-hmm. So when you're traveling for work, especially if it's not yielding the greatest results, it truly feels like you're putting work before yourself and before your most important relationships.
And that feels really
and
grumpy.
That sucks.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that could be too. Our next thing we had was being loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Jamie and I have both been accused of that in many different situations, or that where we could have definitely protected ourselves a little better instead of being overly loyal.
Mm. Loyal to an idea, loyal to a dollar.
It ends up being loyal to a fault. Loyalty is a very strong principle, I believe, and value, but it can be to a fault. And you know when that line is, and you have to decipher it and know that even if it's an uncomfortable conversation or action step, it's important to take that, because loyalty to a fault really, really can be detrimental.
Mm, totally. Inconsistency doesn't work for us. So that goes back to being out of rhythm, which is also another one, being out of rhythm, or highs and lows, you know, any inconsistency, whether it be in your relationships, in your financial reserves, that inconsistency is like, it's poison to like a relationship. It's poison to a bank account. It's poison to a business. You have to be consistent.
Well, and inconsistency, that also means for entrepreneur friends out there, I'm going to try this. It's like jack of all trades, master of none. We want to do a few things in our business and entrepreneurial pursuits and do them really well. But that's it. And we say no to a lot. Inconsistency will not allow you to do that, because you're always the freshman in something new. So,
yeah.
And back to financial, counting your chickens or anything before they hatch. Oh, I got all this thing coming in. This big deal is going to close. Oh, my health's going to come up because I'm doing this program.
Projecting on things that haven't happened yet. You and I are a great balance between me being very cautious and you being very entrepreneurial. And then we meet in the middle. But this is where the mastermind and the relying on one another really comes into play, because we've gotten to this position of agreeing to not count chickens before they hatch and just planning a little bit better. And then the final things that we have that don't work, and they all kind of tie together: envy, jealousy, mind movies. So that could be other relationships.
Mindset.
Yeah, it's kind of a negative mindset. And that's kind of, it's not being good to yourself, right? If you're envious, jealous, and then have these negative mind movies, whether they be about personal, you know, intimate relationships, or business relationships, or partnerships that you're no longer in. If you're worried about what the other guy's doing or about anything that doesn't involve you, it's really draining your energy tank that could be used for other things. And along with that, you know, social media, time wasters, you know, only further
screen sucking is the death. We learned that from Dr. Ned Hollowell. Screen sucking is just sitting on your phone and scrolling mindlessly with no purpose or production or relaxation tied to it. Actually works you up. Screen sucking is just, it does not work for us. When we do a lot of it, we perform less and are less happy. When we avoid it, we seem to do better. So that's a big thing that we definitely want to avoid at almost all cost. And it's still something I suffer with, because if I get nervous or worked up or overwhelmed, like I'll just, let me check on Facebook. Let me pull up this.
Well, that's a lot of people. So I've heard it said that, you know, oftentimes you want your outer state to reflect your inner state. So if you're feeling frantic, you're going to go to an area that's frantic. Social media is like frantic and busy, and you know what I mean? And so often people who are used to frantic or find something like that comforting will search for something that looks like that, but it's not good for you.
No. And a thing that you find in social media too is I remember there are many people out there that are a conflict, always looking for a cause. So somebody's always in conflict, and that's not a good thing. Not to stand up for what you don't believe in, but there's, you know, the person I'm talking about that might agitate you because they're always standing on some soapbox about the next thing. But maybe you're seeing a little of yourself in them, and it's a good reminder to stay off that, to work in your own genius, to stay in your own things. At least, again, we try to avoid that at all costs. So this is not rocket scientist, guys. We got very clear on what do we really desire? Where do we want to be? How do we want to be doing it? Who's around us? You know, what has worked for us in the past? What has produced wealth and strong relationships and our best health conditions and camaraderie? What were we doing? What things worked? And then what has not worked? What has made us unhappy? What has made us uneasy, anxious, bitter? Feelings of unsuccessful, separate in our relationships, and let's avoid those things. So I can't stress this enough. 24 to 36 hours away with just you and your spouse is a wonderful thing. Take the time, get clear on it, because the workload becomes that much more meaningful. And
well, what you're working on is more meaningful, right? Like
it's more effective.
Yeah, and you kind of know where you're headed, and you're not like nervous or anxious about what is next to come.
Yeah, so a couple of announcements. We are relaunching The Family Board Meeting, the famous 18 Summers book that really put us on the map and started this podcast. It's never been given its due. We decided, with a book company approaching us, we are going to give it a full launch Memorial Day weekend. So we will be reaching out to a lot of our listeners. We're wanting to get this message going.
I am not publishing it, and I am not breastfeeding.
Yeah, so this is, we're really stepping up now.
I know.
But we have some high set goals, not just, so it's not really financial, it is impact. And we feel the entrepreneur and professional community can use it. And I think that with the following we have and support like people like you, we're gonna try to get to the top of the Wall Street Journal, because it's very suiting for our business community out there, and we're excited about it. So we will be seeing you guys soon on our next podcast.
Yeah, again, we've got a lot in the queue. We've got a lot of crap to talk about.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about some of our personal things going on. That was pretty personal.
This is pretty personal.
Yeah, but we're gonna go more granular on a couple of things that I'm sure a lot of you experienced. So this was a fun episode. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you in the next episode of 18 Summers.
Take care.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review, and help other families just like you.